pay their respects to Senator Kennedy. He will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery Saturday near both of his brothers. Also, more banks set to fail across the U.S. What does that mean? I have some more specifics on that. Fires raging once again outside of Los Angeles. What could it be this time that started the fires? We'll tell you about that. And, of course, the shocking story is this one. J.C. Lee Dugard, a name that you'll be hearing, I think, a lot of in the next couple of weeks, missing for 18 years, turns up after being held captive since 1991. Hope you're having a good one. Kate Delaney at the helm of America Tonight. And this shocking, sick, twisted story is where I think we have to start for this first hour of ATN. People just in the neighborhood completely blown away by this and shocked that this girl had lived there the entire time and no one realized what was happening. Imagine the parents all those years thinking this is just another missing kid that's been kidnapped and killed and who knows what's happened. But they always thought, I guess, in their back of their head, like Elizabeth Smart, that she would turn up. And what a way to turn up. She was kept as a sex slave, had two kids by her abductor. Because remember I said she was, she's been kidnapped for 18 years. So she was 11 years old when she was picked up. She's 29 years old now. So it was 1991. Here is the sad tale. She was going, this is any parent's nightmare, she was going to school at the bus stop when they snatched her. And they just kept her behind fences and sheds and tents. They had tents built in the back of their home in California. And they raped her for years. And ultimately, as I said, she ends up with two kids. The first, when she was 14 years old, the kids, both girls, 11 and 15, they were also hidden away in this strange backyard compound. How did some of the people react in the neighborhood when they heard this story? This is what some of the people had to say.
My sister was in her class in fifth grade when it happened. We lived down here. And I'm just blown away. That day, my sister didn't go to the bus stop. And I was just scared ever since to go to the bus stop. My parents never let her go back here. And I remember growing up in this neighborhood, pink ribbons were hung everywhere.
Yeah, we got a discount on the place because of what happened. You hear about it every year. You know, someone says something about it, you know, wondering what happened with her and what's going on with her. And I heard she was buried around here and I heard she wasn't. You know, my neighbor up the street said he saw her get snagged. So maybe it'll put an end to everything finally.
Because it was one of those mysteries we'd always obviously thought the worst, not wanting to.
All right, so the guy's name is Phil Garrido, the scumbag, and his wife. He was a convicted sex offender. He was charged with all kinds of things, kidnapping, sex charges, all that other sort of stuff. His wife also arrested. And you're talking about an area in South Lake Tahoe. And I described kind of loosely the backyard. You just picture a tent over this walled area. There was electricity that was being pumped into it, etc. So this guy was on a lifetime parole. And it makes you think, how closely do they guard these parolees, right? Do they visit the house? How could they not notice anything was weird? Now, this compound had shrubs and garbage cans and a tarp, but I saw pictures of it. It looked odd, like a kid sort of put it together. So the entire time she was living there and then with the two children as well. Here's what happened. Thank God for this. This idiot was on the campus of the University of California at Berkeley, that campus, right? And he was handing out religious literature. And somebody spotted him. They thought he acted a little bit weird toward the kids. The little girls were with him. They questioned him, and then somebody did a background check. They found out he was a parolee and told his parole officer. So then he had to appear before a parole meeting, you know, a board, arrived, you know, there with this 29-year-old Dugard, his wife and the two kids, and during questioning, he admitted the pressure broke him to kidnapping her. Oh, it's just shocking, shocking stuff. Now, the actual town was a town called Antioch. I know that area. And it's there in South Lake Tahoe, right, as I mentioned before. So, of course, the FBI is there now. They've all gone in there, and they're going through everything and trying to figure out how she lived and gather the evidence against, obviously, both of these people, too. But apparently, he was a religious freak fanatic guy who would break out into song while walking down the street. He would scream things out that God was speaking to him through a box. And then he started to do other things like hand out stuff at Berkeley and go around and put things in windshields at various strip malls and that kind of stuff. So he's going to be, I'm sure, once he gets that trial, because they have mounting evidence on him. I mean, that's it. He'll be locked away forever. But 58 years old, his wife, Nancy Gerardo, is 54 years old. What is she thinking? Raping this girl over and over again, and a minor, so young, 11 years old, boy, it really makes you wonder, how safe are your kids? I mean, this area is a pretty nice area, standing there at the bus stop and suddenly gone. Imagine her family now and their reaction, because, oh, by the way, she's got these two girls by this guy, and so that means the parents have grandchildren. Oof. The only thing I can say is thank goodness he went further to the dark side and was actually handing out all that stuff so they knew something was wrong and they were able to question him, piece it together, and break this story and crack him. You know, otherwise, who knows how long the rest of her life or whatever she would have been stuck in that situation. And then the questions are going to arise. Well, could she have gotten out? Could she have gotten scream for help? Could somebody else have done anything? And the answer to that is she was 11 when this happened. I'm sure there were threats and other things that were thrown at her verbally, I'm imagining. And I'm sure more of these details will emerge. But shame on the parole officer. Why was there no ever search of that house? I thought most parole officers do that because they're always looking for anything that might be a little suspicious to make sure if the person's on the right track, everything is on the up and up. They would have spotted that in a minute. In a minute. All right, I also said that, of course, we have a bunch of banks failing. I've talked about this a lot as I used to do financial stuff, and we do financial things, of course, here on America Tonight, but pretty much we're looking at the U.S. banking system losing maybe in the next couple of years anywhere from 800 to 1,000 banks. And the question then becomes, who buys up these banks? And obviously we're seeing that there's a lot of foreign influence here. A couple of them have been bought by other banks in the United States, but that's the scary thing. You think of IndyMac, and talking about IndyMac, remember when that failed and all the people lining up hysterical, worried about their money. 81 failed banks this year, and two were successfully picked up by private equity. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk to someone who knows all too well about the financial world, Dr. Patrick Byrne. He is the chairman and CEO of Overstock.com. He knows. He was the victim of naked short selling. He's got an awesome website that I'm going to tell you about. That's next here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
How many listening to me right now in America tonight have been to Overstock.com? I bet a lot of you have been. I know I have gone there many, many times, particularly in the beginning. I was so intrigued by it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show a guy who really built this company up. I think at one point I saw the financials. I was doing a financial show, and a couple of years ago it was up to revenues were up to 760.2 million. That's Overstock. Wow. Dr. Patrick Byrne joins us now, and he's got some other cool things that he's working on. And we're going to ask him about what's it like to be the victim of naked short selling, and he's doing something about it. Hey, Patrick, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, it's a real honor. Thank you very much.
All right, let's roll the tape back and tell everybody what happened to you, because I've gone to your, it's interesting, I've gone to your website a couple of times, the one you started, which I think, by the way, is awesome, deepcapture.com. I spread the word to the financial people I know, and I just totally love it. It's a good way to out the people who seem to be getting away with financial murder. And as you say on this website, a lot of the journalists that, frankly, let them get away with financial murder. So bully for you for doing that. Was that because of the naked short selling? What led you to start that site?
Well, I felt like there was this enormous crime going on, and I was just trying to expose it. The financial media, the New York financial media, turned out to be asleep at the switch and wouldn't talk about the obvious corruption and such in our capital markets. So I decided to do something about it. I started my own site, deepcapture.com.
Yeah. Hedge funds now, they're kind of like a dirty word in financial circles, right? It's pretty tough going because of all the things that have happened.
Well, they it isn't hedge funds per se. It may be. My brother actually ran a hedge fund for a while. I don't have anything against hedge funds, and there's probably only 2% or 1% that are dirty, but there's 11,000 hedge funds, so that means there's 100 or 200 dirty ones. And the truth is, though, if I'm going to be open with you, the truth is there's a very blurry line between hedge funds and organized crime. There's a lot of offshore money swishing around the world, and it's very tempting for organized crime. Well, there's a very blurry line between money laundering and narco money and the hedge fund community. And the stuff you're reading in the papers today about all kind of 50,000 Americans turn out to have offshore, hidden offshore accounts. That's just sort of one facet of the problem. There's all kinds of money that is moved overseas that the U.S. government can't track. And the hedge funds are, if you wanted to move a bunch of money around the world without having any way for the government to track it, open a hedge fund.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have some buddies, by the way, that ran hedge funds, too, and they were above board like your brother. So, but I know a lot of stories. Trust me, I can tell you just as many stories about some of the bad guys, too, like you're saying. Hey, it's interesting. We talk on the show all the time, obviously, about the economy, what we've seen with the bailouts, what we've seen in government spending just the other day, talking about deficits of 10 years of $9 trillion or more, which is a staggering number. Do you pin this on the Obama administration? I mean, what, for goodness sake, is going to happen after the next couple of years? How far down that hole can we go and still recover and be a capitalistic society?
Well, I'm so glad you asked me that, because I get invited on a lot of shows, and people try to get me to bash Obama, and I don't. I don't think Barack Obama is the problem, but I don't think he's the solution. And I think that these years are going to go down as the Bush-Obama years. He's just hitting the accelerator on a car that Bush started. But no, I don't think this is Obama's fault. But I don't, the steps he's taking to clean it up are just an extension of the Bush-Paulson plan and stuff. I think he's not focused on the right things, but I don't think he's a bad guy. I think that he's wildly profligate, but you know, George Bush was totally profligate, and for the Republicans to have any credibility, in my mind, they got to own the fact that George Bush was totally unconcerned about the budget deficit. But I mean, yeah, it is true that Barack Obama has taken that to maybe a new level.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. When I saw that $9 trillion number, ooh, a scary number. I agree with you too, by the way. I like your analogy, pushing the accelerator down. That's so true. I'm going to have to steal that from you. Hey, we want to talk about some other things besides the financial side of your life. You founded 19 schools, probably in counting, I guess, all over the place. You're obviously a huge, huge champion of education and educational freedom, what we would call in the United States. Explain what you mean by school choice.
Wow, another great question. School choice is anything. Right now we have an ossified system. We're spending about $13,000 per student in this country on public education. And we're not really getting $13,000 of results. In fact, we're well below, we're about 25th out of 30 industrial countries. And that's our future, by the way. If we're educating our kids to the standard of Albania, that in the long run, our future is going to be determined by the human capital that our citizens have. And so school choice is basically a movement that says you can't, if you have a government-run program, you're going to have, in the long run, you're not going to have competitive results. You need to have something competing with the government schools. It can be charter schools, it can be voucher, it can be tuition tax credits. Anything that lets the government, that lets the parents and the students have a bit of a choice will force the public schools to get better and to deliver better results than they're delivering now. So it's anything that gives parents a choice. I like vouchers. Milton Friedman, he liked vouchers because they were simple, and it's real simple to picture about, you know, you give everybody a voucher for $5,000. So instead of the government spending $13,000 educating them, you withdraw your child and just take a voucher for five. You save the government $8,000. And you know, the average private school in America is about $5,000 or $6,000, so you can go and buy private school education. So that's the essence of parental choice. It's just anything. It could be charter schools. They're a step in the right direction, but ultimately a voucher or a tuition tax credit is the idea.
Yeah. How did you, a guy who gets a doctorate in philosophy from Stanford University, did you think you'd end up doing the things you're doing now?
Not at all. I just sort of got sucked into them. It's like Al Pacino in Godfather 3. Every time I start to get out, I get sucked back in. It just sort of life just sort of unrolls that way.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you know, we started off and we were talking about the financial side of things. How's Overstock doing now?
we're actually doing very well. I think we're going to be a little bit closer to $1 billion this year, 900 to a billion. We've been positive cash flow for we're generating operating cash flow. We turned profitable in the fourth quarter, or profitable again in the second quarter, we announced. Things are actually going, it's a good time to be a discounter. People are sensitive. People are sitting on their wallets, and when they spend, they want good value. So people are, it's a good time to be in the overstock business.
Yeah. I read something about you, too, which I think is cool. It's interesting. I'm going to ask you for some advice on this. Somebody's bet me the other day saying they would back me for a charity if I cycled across the country. And, you know, I play tennis and that kind of stuff, but certainly I have a bike. I have a really good Trek bike, but I wouldn't be in cycling shape, but I'm going to do it. How do I get in shape that I could make a cross-country ride? Because you've done it a few times.
Well, are you talking about across the U.S., that kind of cross-country?
Yeah.
Well, that one, I'm not sure there's a good way to train for that. I have done it a few times, but I think just working up to 30 or 40, if you can work up to 30 miles a day, 30 or 40 miles, that's a good foundation. Do that for a month, and then when you set out, your body, it's basically you're committing yourself to misery for about 2 weeks, and then your body adapts, and you can start doing 60 to 80 a day, and you just, as long as you're facing east and you're pedaling, that Atlantic Ocean is getting closer.
That's some good advice. Dr. Patrick Pern, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
It's my honor, Kate. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. And check out his website. Like I said, check out a bunch of his websites. If you go to Overstock, you'll find out more about Patrick and fascinating things that he's done. He, again, generous, obviously, with his time and with some of the charities that he works with cancer research and whatnot, and certainly it's interesting his financial philosophies and where we're headed in the U.S. You can find a lot of stuff out about Overstock.com and ultimately the whole free market philosophies that he's had about the economy and that sort of stuff. All right, coming up on America Tonight, it's just the tip of the iceberg, and we're going to go right into it. On the flip side, some of the bigger headlines on the day. Obviously, I told you about Kennedy, thousands of people turning out, his family, watching the people come through. I thought it was pretty classy, shaking people's hands. You saw many of them with Boston ball cap on, or older people in wheelchairs, or, you know, all kinds of people turning out, because certainly he is an icon in Massachusetts and in the Senate with that long tenure. So you had people coming in from all over the place to pay their last respects. Stay with us.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
On movies, if you like Quentin Tarantino, my recommendation is the one that I saw this week, Inglourious Basterds. When Don in Wyoming finally has all his house stuff together, he calls us a bunch. He'll have to give us a review on that, because if he's had any time to squeeze in, I bet you he went to see that. District 9 is supposed to be pretty good, too, as well. They would be on my list. Excuse me. But, this week, the fair is a little bit weak, although some of it is the horror genre, so I think some teenagers will like it. Let's start first with an oldie but a goodie. Remember Freddy Krueger? Everybody talks about Freddy Krueger, and they talk about Michael Myers. When I was a kid, the first Halloween came out, and the movie was based on, they say Haddonfield, Ohio, and it was based on a town near where I grew up, Haddonfield, New Jersey. Big old houses, Victorian houses with creepy old trees that hung down. And it really, really scared me. Jamie Lee Curtis was in the movie, and she was great as that teen fright queen. Now, here we are all these many years later, and they still have not been able to kill Michael Myers. Here's a little tiny snippet of Halloween 2.
You've witnessed the birth of evil.
Are you a giant?
Now, the secret behind his madness will finally be revealed.
Only a river of blood can bring us together again. We'll go have some fun.
On August 28th,
evil is here, walking amongst us. Michael is more evolved.
Rob Zombie.
Sure, he's got a 911 call from your house.
Completes his extreme vision of a terrifying legend. Halloween 2.
All right, so you get it. The Terrifying Legend is the name that I mentioned. Double M, Michael Myers. For my money, I'd say save your money. Wait till it comes out on DVD. If you're a real nut for horror and you like the Halloween series, which has been so lame, except for the first one was good, maybe the second one, but you know that Myers is on the loose. He's going to start to chop up a bunch of people. It's pretty obvious. So you're going to sit through 141 minutes of this. Of course, it's rated R for what they say, strong, brutal, bloody violence. Yeah, that sounds nice. Some crude sexual content and nudity. Rob Zombie is pretty famous. He's the guy who's directed this. And then you have a slew of kind of unknowns as far as the actors are concerned. So I'm going to say take a pass on this. If you really want to see it, then just wait. It'll be out before you know it, and you can watch it and get your chuckles then. Let's move from that one to another horror flick, and it's called The Final Destination.
You come here hoping to see a crash?
Of course.
This Friday.
We have to get out of here.
We're all going to die.
The 3D event of the summer arrives.
I was meant to see this movie.
No mercy. No escape. No limits.
Everything's going to be okay.
The Final Destination. Rated R.
Sounds like a chick flick.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really a chick flick. It really is one of these things where it's this guy, I guess in the movie, has a premonition where there's a bizarre sequence of events, sounds like my daily dreams, which cause a whole bunch of things to happen. Cars to crash, debris flying into the stands, brutally killing his friends, all that sort of stuff. So it sounds like a lot of it is inside his head. So this has been classified as a science fiction, fantasy, suspense, horror flick. The good news is if you're desperate to see something like this, it's shorter than Halloween 2. It's just an hour and 22 minutes. Then you throw in the half an hour or 40 minutes of the previews, and geez, it might not be quite so bad. Now, the other movie that's coming out that people are talking about, and they're only talking about it, I think, because it's Woodstock. So if you live through Woodstock and you have memories of the 60s and being stoned, not being stoned, being a super straight person in a super crazy LSD world, or maybe you were at Woodstock, then you would relate to this movie, I guess. Otherwise, I'm not so sure. I understand what they were trying to do, but I don't think this plays well either. Before we even let you hear it, I'd say I'd probably take a flyer on this too, just like the one before and the one before that, and just wait till it comes out on DVD. Or if you get Netflix, hey, you pay your $7, your $8, you get it anyway, it's there in a day, you turn it around, no big deal. But here is a little bit of Woodstock.
Now, I know it's going to be something of an imposition, but we're more than willing to do anything.
You say you want to use these fields here? Then you'll be needing the land beside the barns as well, I'm guessing, for access to the roads.
Parking.
Probably best across 17B. I own the piece down the road, but there are a couple of lots. You'll probably want to avoid dealing with the Browns. And you'll clean up after yourselves, I'm hoping.
Of course.
Well, would $5,000 do it for you?
Five?
But you'll have to tidy up, and you'll have to pay for any damaged crops, of course.
Sure, Max. That sounds fine.
Good. Wonderful. Well, why don't y'all come into the house with some chocolate milk?
All right, it's kind of intriguing that Ang Lee directed this, and there's probably some names in it that you would recognize. Needless to say, you know what Woodstock is about, I'm sure almost anyone listening to me. But the theme of this whole movie is there's this guy, he works at his parents' motel, they're in the Catskills, of course, and inadvertently, you get this concert going in the summer of 69, and it defines kind of the generation, the Woodstock era. So, like I said before, I think it would be a good rental. Don't know if I would want to invest the $7, $8, even $9. It's crazy, depending on where you live, how much it is to take in a movie. Hey, listen, here's the other thing you can do. If you really want to see any of these on the big screen, you wait till it goes to the Dollar Theater. The Dollar Theater probably couldn't be any more popular than it is today. So, you know, it won't be too long till these movies come out. So just wait till it comes out there, and then you can see the big screen appeal, and you don't have to do the rental thing anyway. But I think there's better movies coming up. I think there's better movies that are already out. Unless you've seen just so many movies, and you're just a movie hound, and every single week you have to go to a movie, then probably I would pick the Woodstock movie of everything that's there. But I would still have to go back to some of the bigger blockbusters, I think, because I don't believe that the people listening to this show were also wrapped up in politics and things that are happening. I don't think a lot of us are seeing tons of movies right and left. I saw the Quentin Tarantino movie, but it's the first movie I'd been to in a while, I think since maybe Star Trek, and that was in May. So while I normally, I'll see a lot of movies, I get movies sent to me or I watch them through Netflix or whatever. Mostly I'm doing it that way. I'm not getting out to the movies quite as much as I used to. Anyway, let's just say that. A couple of quick things before we head to this day in history news you can abuse, and of course the ever popular birthdays. I'm just hoping you're going to recognize a few of those birthdays. The latest thing in Michael Jackson. Oh, I so avoid talking about Michael Jackson, but sometimes it's just too intriguing to not go there. Now they're saying, in searching Michael Jackson's house, you know, it's just been a drugstore, all kinds of things, and mostly pharmaceutical drugs or things that you couldn't get unless you knew somebody that you're taking before you're undergoing some kind of surgery. And the latest thing is that they've found marijuana in his home. So somebody was smoking dope, be it Michael Jackson or somebody else there. Just add that to the list of what was going on with Michael Jackson. Why did he weigh 2 pounds? And what a sad, sad ending. And nobody around him, I guess, said or did anything to change what was happening. So they found the pot in his bedroom. So it makes you naturally assume that it was probably MJ's. He just seemed so squishy clean, other than all the other weirdness with the hole where his nose was and the extreme plastic surgery and the weird drug thing to get him down and get him up at certain times. But hey, I guess he needed to chill, and or somebody needed to chill that was there, and they were smoking some wacky weed. I mentioned Michael Vick in our sports shorts category a little bit earlier, and I said that he had returned to his first game. It was kind of mixed reviews. Just for the record, you really couldn't tell too much about it. I mean, this is preseason. So Thursday, hey, you know, the Eagles won 33-32. Big deal for whatever that's worth, right? Vic was 4-for-4, 19 yards, mostly just a couple of shuttle passes to one of the rookie running backs. Also what they call a bubble screen to DeSean Jackson, who I think is one of the best players on the Eagles. But and then he had one that was just a nice little, I'll say, chuck to Hank Basket, which was a 13-yard strike. But other than that, you know, it was just a typical preseason game. And what was interesting is from the crowd out in the parking lot, because my cousin just wrote me a note, from the crowd out in the parking lot, the tailgating was kind of mixed reviews. But actually inside Lincoln Field, he got a standing ovation from the crowd when he came in on the second play of the Eagles' first series there. So, and they cheered throughout the night. So at least the people inside were embracing it, not so much the people outside of the stadium, however. More fun and frivolity coming up in a few minutes here on ATM.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
August 28th, and you know, I've found this new thing where the day represents a lot of different things. Today is World Sauntering Day. A lot of that's going to apply to this show as I'm playing in a tennis tournament for the Susan Coleman Foundation. You know, they do the breast cancer research stuff and awareness. I'm doing that at 8:30 in the morning Central Time. Matt Johnson is on his way to a big bachelor shebang, bang, whatever, and party. And they're going to be playing some golf. So he'll be competing in a different way as well. So I don't think it's going to be a sauntering day for either one of us anyway, Matt.
No, not at all. We're going to be busy over the weekend for sure.
That's right. And probably most of you are, although it's good to have a day or two where you just saunter. I love those kind of days. I mean, you just hang out. You're just kind of, yeah, whatever, whatever. You're kind of schlepping along, as I like to call it. Today is also Dream Day, right? On this date back in 55, prompting the first march on Washington, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, remember, 1963. Because today represents Dream Day for a couple different reasons. One, for the Martin Luther King deal and the I Have a Dream speech, and this is also a day, sadly, that marked the lynching of 14-year-old Emmett Till. Here's another one. Today is Race Your Mouse Around the Icons Day. Something to do while you're waiting for the files to be loaded. That's a strange one. Now, in the meantime, some of you are listening to me in, like, Michigan and Nebraska and stuff. State fairs start in Maryland, Michigan, Nebraska, Oregon, and I love this one. The state cow chip throw starts in Washington. Everybody knows what a cow chip is, right? We got some more days in history to get to a little bit later, but until then, how about this for news you can abuse? Got a couple of them. One from New York, one from Edwards Air Force Base in California, one from Henderson, Kentucky, for all the people listening in Kentucky, one from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So check this out of New York. There are plenty of the nudes. I know I've been there at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. Maybe some of you have, too. But you don't usually see them moving around. You might have already heard the story. The cops busted a naked woman. She was inside the arms and armor exhibit. She was posing for a photographer in front of visitors. The model's name is Casey Neal. So she gets a charge smacked on her of public lewdness. Her lawyer said the museum is full of nude art, so it's ridiculous to arrest her. The photographer directed the shoot. He's been getting attention lately for posing nude models on subways. And we told you about what happened in the subway. How they have it planned out. They jump in there, they strip down, and people, for the most part, aren't paying attention to them. This out of Edwards Air Force Base in California. Charles Burnett drives a car that's kind of steamy. He was behind the wheel of a British steam car challenge car, and it appears to have broken a more than 100-year-old land speed record. Very cool. The car's been dubbed the fastest tea kettle in the world. It hit a top speed of 151 miles an hour. Woo! Averaging 140 over 2-mile-long runs at Edwards Air Force Base, which, of course, is in the desert. It's a perfect place for that. If the run's confirmed, it'll beat the official steam car record set by Stanley's steamer in 1906. That mark stands at 127 miles an hour. Wow. The steamer is pretty big. It weighs 3 tons, has 12 boilers to produce all of the steam. That's pretty fast. 151 miles an hour. I bet you he's going to get that record. Let's go to Kentucky. It's about chocolate there. It wasn't a very sweet ending for a guy drinking hot chocolate behind the wheel, unfortunately. Police say that Brent Churchill's Toyota Solara convertible ended up in the Ohio River. He was trying to make a U-turn on the boat ramp there in Henderson, and he spilled hot chocolate into his lap, lost control of the car. The convertible top was down. He was unhurt. That's lucky. Climbed out of the Toyota as it floated down the river. Oh, that's a sad image. The sunken car was later found and towed out of the water. So many people do that where they have something hot, like hot chocolate or coffee, and it spills, and they pay attention to the spill or how hot it is. And, of course, somehow the hands fall off the wheel. You make a weird turn, and the next thing you know, disaster struck. So it's lucky it wasn't worse for him. This from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The police say that someone has ripped off a car wash vacuum cleaner. Oh, my goodness. The 4-foot-tall coin-operated vac was taken along with its granite base. How do you do that? They say the vacuum theft happened late Sunday or maybe Monday. The missing vac and the base are worth about $5,000. I guess you could blast it out. The granite would be, first of all, it'd be heavy. How would nobody notice that you were moving that? You know, I don't know. And finally, this one from Roanoke, Virginia. Ashley Arlene Dudley has been sentenced to 30 days in jail for trying to sneak pot to inmates in Roanoke City's jail there. Deputies became suspicious when they found 11 envelopes with lumpy stamps. Underneath the stamps, they report discovering bits of pot. They say fingerprints on the letters matched Dudley's. That's how they were able to nail her. That's a clever way to try to get that in there, although she was caught, so I guess it didn't quite work out. All right, let's hit some of these key moments in history. I already mentioned that it's the 28th. There are 125 days left in the year. In 1774, Mother Elizabeth Ann Seton, the first American-born saint, was actually born in the Big Apple. In 1907, the United Parcel Service had its beginnings as the American Messenger Company of Seattle. In 1947, legendary bullfighter Manlet died after being gored during a fight in Spain. He was just 30 years old. Ever been to a bullfight? Matt, have you ever been to a bullfight?
I have not.
Oh, you got to go to a bullfight. I've been to one in Mexico in Juarez. I've been to one in Venezuela. No, I didn't go to Venezuela. I've been to one in Spain and then another one in Spain. So two in Spain and one in Mexico, and it's It's a very odd thing. I mean, the people are really into it. It's a big tradition, of course, in Spain. And at one of the bullfights I was at, the guy got gored. The toreador, or matador, as people say, was gored on the side. He was okay afterwards, but, ooh, it was freaky to see that.
Yeah, that would be something that would hurt.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
To say the least.
But isn't it normally, like, 9 times out of 10, it's the matador always wins, right?
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, usually. And then they stab the bull. You know, they're putting the things
right
in his head. And the bull stumbles around and all that. It's sort of odd and sort of exhilarating and sort of a weird feeling to be there, especially as an American, because it's so traditional in Mexico. It is, and certainly in Spain, it really, really is. But a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people say that it's inhumane to do that to the bulls, but I don't think they're ever going to change that in Spain.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something I'd go seek out and do, though.
Yeah, if you were there for a long time, you probably would, because it's like going to the museum or seeing part of culture. But you're right. I don't know that it's something that you would necessarily think, gosh, I have to have that on my list. I got to pay the $2,000 to fly over there and see that. I agree. All right, finally, we come to a couple more things that I can throw at you here that were interesting. In 1994, sadly, a mortar shell tore through a crowded market. I remember this, in Sarajevo, killing 36 people and triggering NATO airstrikes against the Bosnian Serbs. Boy, that seems like a long time ago, but that was just 1995. Also, 1 year ago, surrounded by an enormous adoring crowd in Denver, Barack Obama accepted the Democratic presidential nomination, promising what he called a clean break from the broken politics in Washington and failed policies of George W. Bush. How's he doing now? Let's head to birthdays. Quickly, a couple of them for you. How about this? Actor Daniel Stern from Home Alone. You know him, 52 years old. Olympic gold medal figure skater Scott Hamilton, 51 years old. Actress Emma Sams, 49. She was in General Hospital. Also celebrating a birthday, singer Wayne Osmond, of course, from the Osmonds, 58. Lou Piniella, baseball manager for the Cubs, 66 years old. Actor Billy Boyd is 41. Jack Black, I love him, turns a whopping 40 years old. Leanne Rimes, 27 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Light the candles for me and blow them out in one take.
Computer, execute complete shutdown of the holodeck.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're gonna do what?
Power down and disengage.
Time to go home now.
Going home soon.
I'll be back.
It's been fun working with you.
I quit.
7 years of college down the drain.
Game over, man.
And now for something completely different.